Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 13th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. During the webcast of Google for India, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai announced that Google will invest roughly $10 billion in India over the next 5 to 7 years. These investments will run through a digitization fund with equity investments, partnerships, and operational infrastructure and ecosystem investments focused on expanding the internet beyond English and other vernacular languages. Outside of investments through this fund, Google also plans to invest in artificial intelligence and education in India. The information reports that Apple has reached a new milestone in the development of an augmented reality headset. Semi-transparent lenses for the device have moved from prototype to trial production. The information sources say the lenses moved into engineering validation tests, or EVT, back in May, and are being developed on a single production line at a Foxconn factory in Chengdu, China. EVT means the design is locked, with testing focused on the ability to mass produce. The lenses are estimated to be 1 to 2 years away from mass production. Apple has several AR and VR projects in research. This one is supposedly the project codename N301, not the sleeker N421. The semiconductor maker Analog Devices announced it intends to acquire its rival Maxim Integrated in a deal worth $21 billion. Analog Devices is a maker of sensors and signal processors across transportation, healthcare, and consumer electronics, and will add Maxim's healthcare and military products that are more focused on security and energy efficiency. The deal is expected to close in the summer of 2021. EW Scripps announced it will sell the podcast network Stitcher to SiriusXM in a deal worth up to $325 million. Scripps bought Stitcher back in 2016 for $4.5 million and combined the business with its 2015 Midroll Media acquisition. Scripps says Stitcher's revenue was $72.5 million in 2019 and says it saw a compound annual growth rate of 52% since acquiring it. SiriusXM says the acquisition will now let it reach over 150 million monthly listeners across multiple platforms. The total value of the deal will be determined by Stitcher's 2021 and 2022 financial results. Regulatory filings indicate Google was working on a new Nest smart speaker, and everybody was reporting it, so Google sent The Verge an official photo of the product. The forthcoming Nest has a form factor somewhere between the Nest Mini and the larger Google Home Max with a vertical orientation option. Google also shared a teaser video, but not the price or release date. Bloomberg reports that Facebook is considering a ban on political ads in the days leading up to the U.S. elections in November, according to sources. The sources say this is only in discussion stages and not finalized. The ban would not stop organic posts from campaigns or candidates from being shared on the platform during the ban. The Supreme Court of India ruled that services of court notices, summons, and pleadings can be done through email, fax, and instant messaging, mentioning for WhatsApp, two blue ticks would convey that the receiver has seen the notice. The ruling observed that many Indian citizens couldn't visit the post office to receive service during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the ruling, Chief Justice S.A. Bobde stated, "We have to accept the present situation and change our mindset. Eventually, it must settle down to a system of new and old." Microsoft updated its PWA Builder tool to support Bubble Wrap, a command line tool created by Google employees that lets developers create trusted web activities without installing the entire Android SDK, only requiring Node.js. Trusted web activities were introduced by Google last year as a way to convert web apps into native apps and allows for running apps inside of custom Chrome windows without the address bar, but also supporting push notifications and offline access. PWA Builder now also supports home screen shortcuts that will compile into the APK and has options to customize the colors of Android status and navigation bars, customize the splash screen, and set a default fallback behavior. Microsoft announced it will spin off its empathetic chatbot, Joyce, into an independent entity. Microsoft will retain a stake in the company. Joyce will license technology from Microsoft to continue research and development and continue developing its client base across Greater China, Indonesia, and Japan, where the chatbot is called Rinna. Microsoft launched the chatbot in 2014 to add more human and social elements to chatbots and claims it has reached more than 660 million users and 450 million third-party smart devices globally. The Lenovo Flex 5G laptop, the world's first 5G-enabled Windows 10 2-in-1 laptop, is available from Lenovo and Verizon for $1,399. The laptop supports millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz bands, but Verizon only offers millimeter wave at the moment, and that coverage is not very widespread. And finally, OnePlus announced that its upcoming Nord smartphone will feature an ultra-wide 105-degree field-of-view front-facing camera in addition to a more standard angle camera. It did not disclose the resolution, but previous reports from Android Central indicate it will be 8 megapixels. OnePlus says it sees the camera as an alternative to a selfie stick for group shots or environmental selfies. OnePlus will officially launch the Nord at an augmented reality event on July 21st. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.